Fascinating. So, what about, like, let's say you want to give up sugar, or you want to give up smoking or something like that, you know, a physical substance. Do you have any tips for that?
Yes, one of their easiest things to do is incorporate fermented foods that break up biochemical dependency on sugars, alcohol, and some other addictive substances. So when I work with people who are recovering from any kind of addictions, they don't have to be substance addictions, fermented foods help a lot.
Okay, can you give some examples of fermented foods?
Well, absolutely. If you just chop up any kind of vegetable, let's say it's cabbage and carrot, so you cut it up, you massage it with salt and some spices until their juice comes out, and you press it down so all the vegetables are covered with its own juice. 3 days later, you have perfect fermented sauerkraut.
Wow, that's great. So could you just buy like sauerkraut or vinegar or something like that? Like, would that work?
Well, unfortunately, it wouldn't because most of their krauts that you buy is pasteurized, which does not give you their probiotic activity, and a lot of it is fake sauerkrauts. What I mean by that, if there was no bacterial activity and their taste comes from vinegar, you do not get these benefits.
Wow, that's good to know. I think though part of the problem though is even myself thinking like, oh, I'm not going to cut up a bunch of cabbage and carrots and wait 3 days. Like, it seems like it's too much work.
Well, it might be, and maybe you can visit a friend who is doing that, or if you have access to farmers market or some natural organic stores, they may provide something that is not pasteurized and prepared the right way.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, well, thanks a lot. That was some really good advice.
Very welcome.